So the ANC conference still draws closer with each day, with each step, irrespective of the drama around the president of the party and, of course, the president of the country. And what they have been doing today is announcing the 200 names who will be put on the ballot, I think 200 names on the ballot for how many positions in the National Executive Committee. I don't know, but I'm with someone who does. Let's welcome Thabiso Gorba into the studio. Hi, Thabiso. So names released and presumably numbers. How many are on the NEC? Is it 80 plus the top six or 74 plus the top six?
Good afternoon, John. Well, the NEC is 86 members.
Okay.
So the 86 members also include the top six members. Now, it is important to say that the top six is not a structure. I'm saying that it's important because remember the ANC's constitution has gender parity. So the names that were released, the 200 names that were released today were the top 100 women, nominated women, and the top 100 nominated men because of the gender parity.
Okay, so were they read to you in order of who got the most votes? How was it presented, and what were the things that stood out?
Yes, they were read in order of who got the most votes. The number one person was Sihle Zikalala, the former KZN Premier, and number two was Malusi Gigaba, or the former Home Affairs Minister. But what stood out, I'll just start here. Andile Lungisa, you know, the suspended ANC member from the Eastern Cape, he was in the top 10. Now, you remember that in 2017, the ANC introduced the electoral committee, which is headed by Kgalema Motlanthe, who was actually the one announcing the names today. And so we did ask him that, you know, Andile Lungisa, who's currently suspended by the ANC, and Bathabile Dlamini, who was, as we know, convicted of perjury.
Right.
We did ask them, do these people qualify to stand based on the ANC's electoral committee? And, you know, without specifying, Kgalema Motlanthe says, you know, people who have been suspended by the party and people who have been convicted will be disqualified at a later stage. So at this stage, he says, you know, we're just announcing names. The voting process will follow.
So when he says a later stage, I mean, surely it would have to be before there's an election. Is he saying between now and the compilation of the ballot sheet, or did he leave it unclear?
Well, that's something, you know, after, because, you know, as he's Kgalema Motlanthe, as Eyewitness News has reported, that he is one of the people that are, you know, rumored or speculated to be, you know, the next president should President Cyril Ramaphosa resign. So he quickly got away from the press briefing as fast as he can. But it's something that we did raise with Chief Matsila. He's the secretary of the ANC's electoral committee. And he said this is something that they want to do before the conference starts. So then obviously the disqualified members will be told that you're being disqualified based on these reasons, and obviously if they do want to appeal or not. But he says, you know, that the ANC Electoral Committee does have a final say.
Did you chat at all to, as an assembled group of media, to Kgalema Motlanthe about the speculation that he might come in as caretaker a second time?
Well, I do have to add that, as you can imagine, John, there was a large media presence.
Yes.
And the briefing, actually, which is very unusual for something headed by Kgalema Motlanthe, it started about 40 minutes late. So there was a feeling, as you know, that President Ramaphosa was supposed to appear today in the National Council of Provinces. He cancelled that. Didi Mabuza also cancelled his scheduled appearance in the World AIDS Commemoration, also the presidential spokesperson. So there was a feeling that he might not come. But he actually did come. And Pule Mabi, the ANC national spokesperson, made it clear that today's questions will be just about, the list. However, you know, we're journalists, you know, we persisted. So we did eventually ask him, and we asked him, you know, would you be interested in returning to government? And he said no. He described himself as flames that are now ash. So that's what we got from him.
Yeah. I suppose if you have a grey beard, the ash description is... But did you take that as no? I mean, you know, sometimes there's no... and there's a little maybe lurking in the back. But from the way he said it in his body language, you got a real sense, nope, this is not on the table for him.
Yes, yes, yes. But however, you know, the NEC is meeting tomorrow in NASREC.
Yes.
Khalema Mahlanse will be there. They will be discussing important issues, obviously, whether Ramaphosa will resign. So just based on my feeling, I don't think it was a genuine no.
Okay, so it's a no, maybe, but please read the small print, clause 417. Intriguing times, dramatic times, for some people, troubling times in South Africa. Thabiso Gobo is out at NASREC finding out about those 200 nominations for the ANC's NEC. Six of the 86 places will be filled in the process of choosing positions like president, deputy president, and so on. And the other 80, that's always an eagerly watched ballot, by the way, because people, A, look just to see who's there, but secondly, look very carefully and see if they can divine what it says about the balance of power in a party that really has become quite factional over many, many years. 27 minutes past four.